T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Popular opinion about presidential impeachment has reached a tipping point for Donald Trump, with a Fox News poll showing now 51% in favor of impeaching and removing the president from office.
Washington Post is 58% supporting the impeachment inquiry. Let's go to Stephen Portnoy in Washington, our CBS News White House correspondent, with new information about the whistleblower, Stephen.
Well, CBS News obtained the copy, or essentially the text, of a memo that the whistleblower wrote the day after the July 25th call. The whistleblower wrote down what he said he was told by a White House official who actually was on the call. So we have a window into and a contemporaneous accounting of what this whistleblower says he or she heard directly from someone who was on the call. And you've heard this reporting this week describing the call as crazy. This person who was a party to it was visibly shaken as they were telling the whistleblower that it was their belief that, based on activity inside the White House with the involvement of White House lawyers, that the president had committed a criminal act in urging the Ukrainian president to initiate an investigation into Joe Biden. Now, the president says it's all a con. The president has said that this person was motivated by politics, referring to the revelation, according to the Inspector General for the Intelligence Community, that this person is a registered Democrat and also may have had some interaction, at least, with someone who's currently a candidate for office, presumably a Democratic candidate for office. Now, attorneys for the whistleblower put out a statement yesterday to try to distance the whistleblower from claims that this person was motivated by partisan bias, essentially saying that the whistleblower has been, over their entire term in federal service, a career employee of the executive branch and not ever worked on a campaign or directly for a candidate, but may have had interaction with people who have become candidates as they have served in government capacity. So essentially, the whistleblower's attorneys are saying this person is not in politics and has only served in government.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.